202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight. Don't forget, we're coming to somebody's home a week from tomorrow night for the live Las Vegas-style show in your home. You still got time to fax your entry. You still got time to fax your entry in on our toll-free line. Toll-free fax line, 800-636-6410.
Ready to answer the hot number, Don and Mike.
Yeah, we are. Okay, we'll get to some of your phone calls here. Robbie, hand me some of the entries, please, for the Las Vegas-style show. We've been blown away. We've not spent enough time reading on the air some of the really, really great letters we've received.
They're pouring in.
And we're going somewhere next Saturday with the entire Las Vegas-style show to someone's house.
Wow.
Let me see. Go through a couple here. Don and Mike, here are the reasons why you should have your Las Vegas-style show at our places. First off, it's only 40 miles away from D.C. Then you can go home that night and not be traveling. That way your wives won't be pissed. My neighbor has an 8-acre farm, and I have a 12-acre farm. Instead of having the show on our houses, my neighbor said we can use his barn. It's got heat, lights, and two separate entrances.
Put on the show.
We'll get a Don's John. Don and Mike, you can use the restrooms in our house. We know it has to be clean, unlike the Don's John. Plenty of parking. VIP parking for Don and Mike and show at my neighbor's house. All others will park in my pasture. We live in the middle of nowhere. Noise and neighbors aren't a factor. Our town has only 3 cops. We can round up lots of girls, whores, beverages, food, etc.
Wow.
You name it, and we can do it. Here's a dig on Mike. I'm younger than you. I'm 37, not 40-something. I don't know why he's directing the dig at you.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, what's the deal? I don't know. He's younger than me.
He says, here's a dig on Mike.
I'm younger than you. Does it continue?
Yes. I've got 3 kids.
I have 2.
I've got 3 dogs.
Well, now, hold on. I have 3 dogs.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. I guess it's one against you and one against me.
I'm trying to figure this out.
Because the first one says, I'm younger than you. I'm 37, not 40-something. Then this one must be for me. I've got 3 dogs, 1 German Shepherd, 1 Black Lab, and 1 Doberman Pinscher, unlike your 3 faggot dogs.
So that's kind of digging at you.
Yeah, although one of my dogs is a German Shepherd.
True.
I was born and raised in Vienna, like your wife. Was your wife raised in Vienna?
No.
I grew up in Vienna.
Well, my wife...
Rob grew up in Vienna.
My wife,
your wife
grew up in Rockville. And Rob's mentioned I went to Madison High School like Rob Spiewak did.
No Warhawks. He's probably a jerk.
last but not least, look at my license below. The guy's last name is O'Mara.
Oh, really?
Ah. Hi, Cousin Mike.
Oh, no.
Scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Don't mention my number, name, or address. Well, I'll just tell you the last name is
okay.
O'Mara.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you.
Let me see. Dear Don and Mike. All right, toodaloo, ass. Dear Don and Mike, your Super Bowl contest angers me. Oh, I read this one already about the poopy diaper.
Right.
Let me see. Hold on a second. You know what? Hey, here we go. Don and Mike, top 10 reasons to have the Vegas-style show at my home on February 2nd. 10, I live with 2 hot chicks. 9, each of my roommates has at least 10 recently graduated college-age hot chick friends.
Wow.
9, I get a discount at the liquor store. More beer, more liquor. See number 7. 3 words. Number 7, 3 words. Drunk hot chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, I am hopelessly irresponsible, but I do have a vacuum cleaner with attachments. Number 5, my roommate always keeps her gun collection locked. Number 4, despite the fact that my house has huge plate glass windows and sliding doors, no one has ever smashed through them with their head. That's for you, Mike.
That's funny.
Number 3, I think we can all agree that Annapolis, Maryland is the Las Vegas of the East Coast.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Number 2, going to the bathroom outside is not only allowed but encouraged. And the number 1 reason you should have your Vegas-style show at my house on February 2nd, the number 1 reason, Sobbing for Kittens.
Oh,
oh no. I don't write them.
Save that one. I like that one.
I just read them.
That's terrific.
Okay, let's
kind of like that one.
Dear Don and Mike.
Goodbye.
Sobbing for Kittens. Buzz is turned off by that one.
I don't care for that either.
Disgusting. You don't care for that one either? He's just kidding, guys.
Dear Don and Mike, after driving to the San Francisco Bay Area for 5 years, and probably the next 20, all I have to look forward to is a stress-induced cardiac arrest. I listen to your show both in Sacramento and San Francisco. Let me see. A Las Vegas-style show, Why You Should Come to My Home. You could broadcast from my garage. Well, first off, it's not a broadcast. We're just coming out there to do a show for you.
Right.
No too cold, and I'd have to cook my crystal meth elsewhere. Don, you can wear your Packer uniform. Mike, before you start making those gestures...
What? I didn't make any gestures at all.
I believe the gentleman lives in San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. I'm sorry.
He listens on both San Francisco and Sacramento.
I wasn't making any gestures at all.
Neither was Rob. For whatever reason. When I mentioned Sacramento...
Join me that time.
I did first.
All he did was mention Sacramento, and you made that gesture. Yeah, that one. The one you're making right
there.
That's the one. See, right, after driving in the San Francisco Bay Area for 5 years.
That gesture is the equivalent of like a thumbs up or a way to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure, keep on,
thumbs
keep it
up.
On.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure it is. Guys.
Hello,
okay.
Friends.
Anyway, Don, you can wear your Packer uniform and I would wear my Spider-Man suit.
Oh,
and we can sit and wait until the county mental health services arrive. Mike, you and I can watch Sex and the City reruns. That brown-haired whore doesn't have anything on... Lori do a Fox News. Oh, the deeds I could do with that mouth.
Wow.
If that doesn't work out, we can exchange meds. Your Paxil for my Zoloft.
Oh, wow.
Rob, I would be honored to show you my Klan and Nazi collection.
Oh, no.
Later, we could knit a Klan meeting and volley radical slurs as we drive with the stars and bars fluttering in the wind, mounted on a bolt where the tailgate once was. Charles Broyhill. I have monkey bars in the backyard with my dog Rufus. You two can room together. He licks himself a lot, not because he can, but because he cannot make his paws into fists. Ken Stevens, I'll invite my boss over and the both of you can lie to each other all night.
That's good.
Lisa, you can talk, visit with my wife. Homo Joe, you can talk, visit with my wife. Charlie Stossel, my daughter has a rather impressive Barbie collection. However, you will not be allowed alone in her room. Mr. 40, break out the Saint Ides.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get keyed and lip sync old NWA songs. Tom Gavin, you and Dennis Murphy can play Hooked on Phonics. Wendell Hall, you can get bombed with my neighbor in the side yard. Then you can fix my garage door opener and the light switch in the bedroom. Buzz.
Yes.
You know what I've got for you.
Oh.
And this comes from L. Lee from San Francisco.
Wow. All right.
Let me see. Okay. Here's maybe the dumbest one we've received.
Uh-huh.
The guy faxed the letter in. Dear Don and Mike, can you please fax me with your fax number so I can enter your contest?
Wow.
This comes from Dust Hardwood.
That is unquestionably the dumbest one we've got.
Can you please fax me the number where I can fax to enter your contest? And
even though he has faxed this to the contest,
this to
number,
the contest.
Dust Hardwood. Hey, dumbass.
Toodaloo.
Yes, right. Toodaloo.
Wow.
Let me see. Dear Don and Mike, I'd like to say that I am a justified loser that can make your Vegas-style show happen. I try not to think of myself as a loser, but when it's staring you directly in the face, you can't hide from it. I may be a loser, but I have a lot of attributes that will contribute to a successful show in my house. First, I have a variety of friends that almost surely will die of liver complications in due time. We're a group of abnormals and rejects, but we have one thing in common. We love the Don and Mike show.
That's nice.
We're a variety of mutants that stretch from young, old, fat, skinny, big-breasted, small-breasted, crippled, and downright alcoholics that would be willing to do anything to make this show happen. In other words, mine is a perfect home for your show. I can hold up to 100 people without using the backyard. The only neighbor that would cause any havoc just died, so it's perfect. No complaints.
I'm sorry.
The rest of my neighbors are devoted Don and Mike fans. Let me know that no matter what kind of people you're dealing with, overpassed parties, nudity, and panty tossing have become normal. My only concern is the $500 allowance I'll have to spend on beverages. Again, I'm not lying when I say my friends are full-blown alcoholics. But don't worry, Don and Mike. I'll provide all necessary adjustments to make sure the booze is flowing strong. I will provide you, Don, with an endless supply of cigars, Mike, cigarettes, and pills. Everybody, whiskey, martinis, and whatever Lisa wants, which is most everything from what I've heard.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and I almost forgot, Buzz. I have a big bag of wacky tobacco waiting on the kitchen counter for you.
Where do people get these ideas?
I can see it now, and it's going to be the best goddamn Las Vegas-style show ever. Sky's the limits, boys. It's up to you to make it happen. Give me the okay and let the good times roll.
Boy, seems to be focusing on the substances.
Yeah. Greg from California.
Craggy, buddy.
Let's see. Hold on a second. Don and Mike, I would like you to have your Las Vegas-style show at my home, but I live in Frederick, and I don't think the liquor board would like that very much.
Oh, all right.
Is that it?
Yep, that's it.
Well, thank you.
Let me see.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Don and Mike, I should receive the home version of the Las Vegas-style show for many reasons. One, I've never won anything on the radio. Two, I'm a victim of your KHTK delay, so I can never call the show anymore. Three, I can't call to talk because Joe always screens me out and tells me you're on delay, you don't know the topic. Four, I'm a four-hour club member. Five, I have a website for my band. We can post any photos. Six, being in a rock band, I can get 8 to 10 whore girls. Seven, I'm a fat F just like you. Eight, I usually have to move on March 1st.
Fascinating, really is.
So this would be a great send-off.
Legal thing.
Nine, and promote the show at our gigs. Ten, hanging out with Don and Mike, having a drink, having some smoke with Buzz.
Wait a minute.
Taking a picture with Rummy, exchanging ideas and we share in common with Rob would be a truly memorable experience. That's from Tim, Raider fan in the Bay Area.
Yay!
Okay, let me see. He moves every March 1st.
Usually.
God damn. Let me see. See, I'm a new listener and I enjoy your party. I'm a new listener. I enjoy your show. I want the party at my house because I am a real party monster.
Ah. Ooh!
I'm a 27-year-old man with an assload of whore friends.
God. All the whores. That's funny.
Okay, here's one from Salt Lake City. Don and Mike, I won't beg. I won't talk about my cancer and how much time I have left.
Oh, no.
Let me just say, Salt Lake City sucks. If ever a city were more ripe for a collection of hooligans like you, I'd be hard-pressed to know what the city is. Let me say, for some reason, I haven't have any idea why. Perhaps it's the repressive nature of the community. There's an itch more powerful than crabs for an opportunity like the one you presented. Not to mention that per capita, I have yet to find a town, and I've lived in many places that has so many beautiful women, and not only that, but so many women in such of a properly timed excuse to let down their hair.
Interesting. Ah.
The sewer system is complex. Underneath this city, things happen that would bring the powers that be to their knees.
Wow.
I believe it's time to invite the subculture above ground. In fact, I believe it's your duty. God knows I've labored. As close as I come to it's yet to take place. I can promise you girls, naked girls, and ensure the indulgence of the illegal sort. It's being kept hidden from prying eyes. I guarantee the Olympics take the back seat for at least a night. I'm asking you consider Salt Lake City and my home for the party. I enjoy nothing more than pissing off the Mormons. I think you would enjoy it as well.
A little anger there.
Right. Well, come on. The guy lives in Salt Lake City.
And he has cancer.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Let me read one more. This one's from Portland, Oregon. Dear Don and Mike, hey, buddy, I'm going to show you a party that will knock your skid-marked undies off your asses. I'm in the process of buying a home, so we'll take over my mom and dad's house in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah.
You'll have limo service from Portland to Eugene. They have a pool that will be heated as well as a hot tub where my naked chicks will hang out. Think of naked cannonball games we can play.
There's naked chicks at mom and dad's house.
There's a 63-inch TV with a Dolby Digital Theater to watch favorites like Bambi, The Wizard of Oz, and Angry Anal. We'll also play games like the Rush Limbaugh Pianta. Pin Frida's hand.
Pinata, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say?
Pianta.
Pinata.
Pianta.
Pin Frida's hands on Don's big hairy balls.
Wow.
And drink until Cher looks hot.
Wow. There's a little anger in these letters.
I've got the pizza guy in my back pocket, and my dad sells cigars for a living. I know how much you love smoking them. Eugene is a college town, home of the Ducks, so we can round up party people. I'll even take you to the bowling alley. Imagine we can be in the presence of some of the greatest athletes God put on earth. Dave from Portland. P.S. Can you bring Leah Remini? P.P.S. Leave Dennis Murphy at home. P.P.P.S. Rob.
Yes.
H.H.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. Seems to be a theme running through all these.
Oh, God.
Couple
yeah.
of themes.
Well, you know, you got to say, we sure are getting letters.
We are indeed.
And we're going to pick the one that's the best. On Monday, and wherever the letter comes from, that's where we're going next Saturday.
All right.
So you want to use this weekend and use this time.
Get your letters in, folks.
Fax them in at 800-636-6410. Hey, Rob, give me a hand with this stuff, would you,
sure,
please?
Absolutely.
For God's sake.
What a
mess, all these entries here. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I like the Salt Lake City guy.
Okay. Yeah, you know, and on Monday, we're going to what we're going to do, I think, is pick the top five letters.
Very good.
And we're going to end up having a vote among all of us here, but we're going to let you, the listener, have a vote as well, where you guys will use the instant feedback where you can get on the Internet. Yeah, I'm fond of, well, first of all, I think the letter about the lesbians, including the New England Patriots cheerleaders, mm-hmm. I think that is a fake letter from Glenn the janitor.
I agree.
I am fond of the rhyme that we got a couple of days ago, the limerick.
Early on, you read a letter from some women.
Yeah.
We're inviting us out there.
I also like couch that seated 20.
Right. I also liked, I've liked a couple of the letters from Sacramento. I definitely liked at least one of those letters today from the San Francisco area. And I would agree with you that the whole Salt Lake thing really kind of appeals to me.
Very interesting. Yeah.
The thought that of all the cities that we go to do that show at someone's home, to make it Salt Lake City,
yeah,
that would be incredible. All right, well, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
We'll let you know. Listen, on Monday, you guys will have a say. Hello. Oh, Shiloh's on the phone. Hi, Shiloh.
Finally, God damn it.
Hi, Shiloh. I'm looking at your picture in Playboy.
You are.
Hi, Shiloh.
Oh, you, my baby, listen to every freaking intro, I swear.
You know, we've not done our job. Please, everybody, go to Playboy.
No, you guys forgot me.
Go to Playboy.com and vote for Shiloh McCormick as Cyber Girl of the Year.
You just have to come down
please,
and visit more
vote
often.
For me.
You have to come down and visit more often, Shiloh.
I know I do. I'm really sorry. You guys are on early for me now. Before it was more convenient.
Sorry, it was more convenient for you, boy. It was more convenient for us to plug your stuff when you would come down and take your clothes off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, make sure. If I win Cyber Girl of the Year, you bet your ass I'll be there taking my clothes off.
All right, whatever.
But the voting ends on Monday, the 28th. If everybody could please vote, it costs $5 to join the Cyber Club. I know it's a pain in the butt, but I'll tell you this. If I win, you better bet that I'm going to have a Hugh Hefner style lingerie party. I will take my winnings and hire the playmates myself to come to the party.
Wow.
And everybody that voted will come. Drinks, everything. I'll bring out a nightclub. I will take every last winning money that I have to throw the hugest party to celebrate. So
and everybody will come.
There we go.
Yes,
everybody will
it.
Come. Okay.
I will.
If everybody could. And also, if everybody goes to the newsstand, I'm on the cover and in the new Playboy Sexy Celebrities 2002 issue. It just came out.
Oh,
so check it out. They put my Ground Zero story and stuff, and I'm on the cover with the MPD New York and stuff like that.
Well, you're all over the place, Shiloh.
Look at that. She is really happening.
Yep.
It's starting out to be a good year. It's only January, and a lot of cool stuff's been happening, so we'll see what happens.
All right,
but
we'll
if I Shiloh. The girl of the year happens.
Shiloh, I got it. I got it. Got it. Message delivered. Everybody go to Playboy.com. Mm-hmm. If you got to pay the $5, do it. And if she gets voted in, giant party, everybody comes.
There we go.
Yes, you
okay.
got it.
We love you, Shiloh.
Thank you. I love you guys, too. And thank you so much for everything.
You got it.
Thank
Bye,
you.
Honey.
Bye-bye.
That's Shiloh. She is also in this month's Playboy, February 2002.
Page 69.
That's correct.
Not that I have it memorized, but she's on page 69 if you want to check her out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, we're doing great, thanks.
How you doing? I love the show.
Thank you very much.
Listen, I'm calling about my friend Dante. He wrote the letter for your Las Vegas party.
Yeah, the guy who wrote the letter about the lesbians and the Patriots cheerleader?
Yeah, I work at a consulting firm in Farmingdale, and I work with him, and I'm totally being 100% honest with you, it's not Glenn the Jenner.
And he does have the access to these hot girls?
Yeah, as far as I know. I mean,
As far as I know.
Listen, I want to tell you something. This guy, this douchebag Glenn the Janitor, he called and he said he would write a letter that we would pick that would blow the other letters away.
That's right.
Yeah, I know.
And this letter we got from this guy named Dante, incidentally, as in Dante's Inferno, was so over the top.
Yeah, listen to the laugh.
It was so over the top. So, I mean, the letter was dripping with lesbianism. He throws in, the girl went to Harvard Law School, and another girl is a Patriots cheerleader, and they love getting naked and playing with each other.
They love
it. Come on. We know when we're being set up.
I know it sounds far-fetched, and I know the guy because I work with him. I don't know if all that's true or not, but he says it's true.
Have him call.
He doesn't want to call because we heard you guys say yesterday that you didn't want him to call unless Glenn the Janitor was on the phone at the same time.
At the same time. Yeah, although, who's to say that Glenn the Janitor wouldn't put you up to making this call?
I mean, there's no way to prove it.
And there's the outside shot that Glenn the Janitor hasn't come up with his letter yet. You never know.
Yeah, it's true.
No, I'm sure that this is the Glenn the Janitor.
I really wish there was some way I could prove it to you guys.
No, have Dante call us.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Dante.
So I wonder why it mattered so much to that fella, if it was his friend who
maybe he wants to go to the party.
Yeah, maybe. Sure.
You know what I didn't like? Does he really have these hot girls? To the best of my knowledge.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
This is Crazy Otto. Otto Nuss, the bus driver.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to know something that I noticed that's funny? The guy who drove the bus, who kidnapped the bus yesterday, his name is Otto.
Right.
The name of the bus driver on The Simpsons
is Otto.
Is named Otto as well.
Very strange. Have we gotten any more information on this guy?
A little, yes, and it's coming up.
All right, see, the Buzz is very territorial now about the news. The Buzz is taking a leak all over the news now.
We have the very latest?
Yes, we do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
As always.
Hello, hi.
This is a mountain man out of north of Spokane, Washington, about 40 miles.
Yes, mountain man.
And I called to request an old favorite, and it's one that we really miss out here in the hinterlands, and that's Dialing for Dildos.
Dialing for... Oh, you mean when girls call in and play with their things?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
Oh, man, I sure hope so.
Okay.
All right, go cut down a tree.
And here's another vote for... Lewis, do you find me annoying? Glenn is the most annoying sumbitch I've ever heard in my life.
So you hate Glenn the Janitor more than you hate Lewis the Retard?
I don't even touch my glenitals.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Hey, old timer.
Thank you, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah,
hello.
That's right, he's the funniest man in the forest.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's going on? This is Dante.
Dante.
Yes.
Hey, Dante.
How are you?
Okay.
You don't believe me, huh?
No.
Why not?
Because we don't.
I do not know Glenn the Janitor, but I'm kind of wishing I did so I could find him and hunt him down and beat him up.
All right, now tell us about your letter again.
I'm the one who told you about the New England Patriot cheerleader, and she was a Harvard grad, and actually it's her sister who was the one that was in Road Trip. Did a little nudie scene.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's another point of the letter that we didn't mention on purpose, the Tom Green movie. You said that if you want to see this chick naked, you can go to the Tom Green movie and check her out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's not to believe?
Don't know. Listen, Dante, you'll probably be one of the final five. We'll probably get you on the phone next week.
All right.
All right. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, sure. Now I don't even know if it's true if I want to go.
That's very
very hinky. Strange.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I went to high school with both those girls that guy's talking about.
Oh, and now all of a sudden we're getting a flurry of support calls.
No, I swear to God, man. It's the truth. I can send you high school yearbook photos if you want.
That won't be necessary.
No, thanks.
All right, but yeah, one of them was a New England Patriots cheerleader, and my friend dated one of them for a little while.
Why do I think the night of the show she wouldn't be showing up?
Okay, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
An emergency away.
Like 18 guys in there. Yeah, we went to school with her.
Donna Mike show. Hello. Oops.
Oh, hold on a second. Hey, Mr. 40's on the line.
Hey, Mr. 40.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Yo, yo.
What's going on?
Right.
Happy Friday, 40.
I wasn't paying attention. I was calling y'all to invite y'all to hang out with the fellas, man. I didn't know you was in New York.
Yeah, we're in New York. We're not going to be back for a while. But listen, you're coming to my house next weekend, right?
Yeah. I was going to come to the show, too, the night before, right?
Yeah, that's right. You're coming out to the Las Vegas show.
Yeah,
right.
Wherever we go, right.
That's right, Rob. 2 days in a row, dog.
That's right, Robbie. Like 2 nights in a row with the colors, Rob.
I'll try to get the handshake right.
You want what, Robbie? What?
I will try to get the handshake right. All I can promise.
Yeah, 40 is, I'm telling you.
DC Live, I was going to tell you, I'll come out and hang out with us tonight.
Nah, we're not going to be there tonight. What are you doing tonight?
I'm performing down at DC Live in DC on F Street, or they call it the spot down.
Ah, the spot? So what are you doing?
Going down and, have a couple of drinks and party with us. You had a good time.
God, you're calling in for a plug. You're plugging your gig.
No, not at all. I'm calling to invite you down to hang out.
No, that's all right. Listen, I'm not. Hey, listen, dog, I'm with you. It's
a barbershop, so I was going to tell you come out and hang out tonight.
I'm with you. I mean, if you're doing a gig, go ahead and plug it. Where the hell are you going to be?
Oh, at D.C., the spot. I think it's on F Street down in D.C. I don't know.
All right, buddy. Go see Mr. 40.
He'll be at the spot.
Yeah. Next week, we're going to do it up.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Wait till my next.
Have you been drinking, 40?
Huh?
Have you been drinking? Okay. That answers that.
Just a little time. I got to get ready.
Happy Friday.
Just thinking about my neighbors Mr. 40. I mean, actually, I'm not concerned about Mr. 40 coming over.
Of course.
Absolutely not. But I'm a little concerned about his brother, Grady Smokes, coming over to my
Grady
house.
Smoke. Could be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, he can't bring that girlfriend, Mary Jane, over.
You know who else is coming?
Oh,
Richard Kind.
On the dick from Spencer.
That should be fun.
All right, see you, 40.
All right,
have a good weekend.
Right.
Go see Mr. 40 tonight, whatever the hell he's doing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Happy New Year, common life.
Well, there's a voice from the past.
Hello, Dennis.
How you doing?
You know what, Dennis?
Yeah.
I'll tell you exactly what I'm doing.
What?
I'll tell you how I'm doing. I'm looking at my watch, and I'm seeing it's January 25th.
Yes, it is.
And that is exactly 1 month after Christmas.
Yes.
And?
Oh, Christmas present.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I trust they're all purchased already.
I'm still thinking on a couple of people, but I got some of them purchased.
Whose have you gotten?
Well, okay. I'm
lying.
No purchases.
None
yet.
Of them.
Nobody's gotten a purchase yet.
Of course.
Oh, God.
Dennis, Happy New Year, though.
No, Happy New Year. Don't worry. I will present you with a gift in hand.
Dennis? When?
We're going to see you next Saturday night for the Las Vegas-style show.
Next Saturday night.
You're being too easy.
I'll see you then. Yeah.
Dennis, what in the back of your mind, had you hoped that they had forgotten about the Christmas gift?
Hey, Dennis?
Mike, hey, listen.
Dennis, listen to me. We're not going to really have time for the whole gift exchange on the Las Vegas-style show night. We really could probably have some... We could probably have some time Monday.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Well, Monday is a bad day. I'm still doing year-end stuff.
It's a good day. Monday the 28th?
You're doing UN stuff?
No, I'm doing UN stuff.
UN, that's what I said, UN, like United Nations?
No, year-end.
Yeah, that's what you always do the end of January.
No, I'm busy.
Oh, year-end.
That's right.
Yeah.
But the year ended 25 days ago.
No, financial stuff.
No, yes.
Financial.
All right, how about Tuesday?
Can we make it in February?
Oh God!
What? No, we are not accepting.
No, it's Tuesday or nothing.
We are not accepting your Christmas gifts.
What time on
February?
Tuesday by noon.
March 12th.
I know last year was March 12th, but that was because last year we were in much better moods.
Okay. I promise I will be down there the first week in February. Promise.
No.
No. Unacceptable.
Not acceptable.
Okay. Well, I can't get away.
You what?
I can't get away from you know what.
Could he drop the gifts off before start of business on Tuesday?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, you see, you don't have to be here.
See, there's an out for you, Dennis.
You don't have to come during the show.
I'm personally giving to you.
No.
No.
Perhaps a note would be nice, but...
No, but you don't have to be here personally. You could drop them off on your way to work on Monday.
And I just realized that I said on the radio, you don't have to come during the show.
Right.
But it's true. You don't have to come during the show.
Here's, you know what he could do? He could drop the gifts off before start of business and then call us during his lunch break from the payphone at the Metro.
Bingo!
All right, Dennis, so we'll look for those gifts next week.
Okay, next week.
Before Monday's show.
That's impossible.
No, it's quite impossible.
Why is that impossible?
Because we can book.
What do you mean this weekend is booked?
I'm busy.
You don't have time to go out and buy...
Did you hear that tone?
You don't have time to go out and buy a Christmas gift for your best buddies?
Okay.
A month after Christmas?
You know, the total time you spend on that is normally 40 minutes.
It takes me 8 hours.
Oh, you're full of crap, Dennis.
Oh, okay. Last year it took me 2 hours. Okay. I've been below 2 hours. I'll get
what? Monday.
Huh?
Monday.
You have 67 hours.
Okay, I will get you the present, but...
Monday.
But what?
But how about next week?
No!
Monday.
Monday.
Okay, Monday.
There'll be a package Monday. There when we arrive Monday.
Wrapped.
Wrapped.
Monday.
Wrapped with Christmas wrapping paper.
I'll just give it to you in
No, not bag. Shopping bags from where you got them at Fair Oaks Mall.
And not newspaper, Christmas paper.
As a matter of fact... Not Fair Oaks Mall, either.
Well, why not Fair Oaks?
Too convenient.
Oh, what? You're going to exchange them as usual?
No, I've kept your gifts over the years, sometimes.
So have I.
As have I, Dennis.
No, a couple of years ago, you went back to see how much I paid for.
I did indeed.
Because we were curious to see how much you paid for our gifts.
Dennis, you know, you would think your first call of 2002 would not be nearly this difficult.
Dennis, there's someone on the phone who wants to chat with you.
And who's that?
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Oh, God.
Hey.
Hi. Hi, Tom.
Hello? It's Charlie.
No, Tom, be yourself, because Dennis is on the phone.
Hey, you nut. You're not going down there Monday. You got to drop the presents off.
Hey, Tom, I bet you could come by and bring us gifts on Monday, couldn't you?
Yes, I can.
See?
I'm going out tonight and get the gifts. I'm going to see what I can get for you all for Monday.
You know what? What the hell's that? What the hell is that? Hello?
Jesus Christ.
What the hell's happening?
My God in heaven, what happened?
Tom, Dennis?
Somebody lay a warhead on Tom?
No.
Hello?
All right, hold on. Let me separate them.
That was terrific.
Wow. Whew, wait a minute.
That was horrible.
Is this Dennis? Hold on.
Okay. Now it's Tom's line.
Tom?
Tom? Tom said he was going out tonight.
Tom, if you're able, call back.
Tom, if you can call us, call back,
okay.
Please.
I don't know what happened there. Dennis? Dennis?
We've lost them.
They're all gone. I don't know if we just, like, blew up the phone system or what.
Didn't sound good. It did not sound good at all.
Let me see. Hello.
That's all.
Hold on a second.
Well, we took a call from Dennis after it.
No, look at that. See, Rob, I can't even get a dial tone up on this thing, man. Look at that. Let me try the other phone bank. Let me see. That's... Try the other phone bank. The New York lines are working, but the national ones have gone down.
Johnny's flying in here now like a wind.
You got a dial tone. Computer. No.
Exploded.
Okay, try it now.
Try it now.
There we go. Oh, thank God.
Okay, got it.
What
hello.
Did Tom Gavin
hello.
Do?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys.
Hi there. Now, listen, here's the deal, Tom.
Talk in your normal voice, Tom.
Hi, guys, here's the deal.
Yes.
I'm going out Friday night to JV's. I'm going to see if I can get the there's 10.
And
Tom?
And then he dropped off the face of the earth.
Now, that's not a problem with the phone system.
And I'm going to see if I can get those pins for you all.
What pins?
What pins?
There's a...
Oh, the police officer pins.
There's American flag pins.
American flag pins.
You gave them to us already, though.
Hey, Tom, can't you go shopping?
Yeah, I'm going shopping. I'm going to get...
Listen, here's the deal.
Here's the deal. I'm going to go to the tobacco place and get... Like a case of
Fuente cigars.
A case of cigars from my Don and a
beautiful
and a drum drumstick from Mike.
For, very good
for his drum set.
Very nice, Tom.
What do you want, Rob?
I like Beck's brand beer.
Beck's brand beer.
And you know what Buzz wants?
Buzz, what do you want?
You know, Tom.
What?
I think you know.
Watch it.
Weed.
Oh,
Tom, listen, you know what? Here's the deal.
Bye.
It's going to be a race to see whoever shows up on Monday first with Christmas gifts for us.
Yeah.
Will be the only one invited to the Las Vegas style show on Saturday.
There you go.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, so it's a race between you and Dennis.
Okay.
All right, bye, Tom. And if neither of them shows, neither of them comes with us.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is that fair to the listener?
Hello. I think I'm thinking about the listener there, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, we got to go to Buzz. Oh, Jesus, we're late. Yesterday, we were so early yesterday. Today, we're so late.
Right. We're right on time.
The amazing race is on. Who will be the first to bestow us with Christmas gifts 1 month late?
Yeah.
Will it be Tom or will it be Dennis? First one to the station Monday morning. We'll be back at WJFK. We'll come with us to the Las Vegas style show.
The amazing race.
The other one will be left out in the cold.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Bareboatsen,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's buzzing.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, what's your lead story today?
Today, a hockey dad goes to the penalty box.
Oh, that douchebag. Okay. Yes,
stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike show.
That's very...
From Vegetable.
This is the Don and Mike show.
The word from Planet
Crackpot. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right, we're ready for Buzz here.
The most excellent program, The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz brought to you today by Amtrak. 1-800-USA-RAIL. I thank Amtrak for getting lots of our crew to New York when we come up on a regular basis.
I'll be on them in an hour or so.
1-800-USA-RAIL. Thank you, Amtrak. Now here is Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's 6-10 for the hockey dad who beat another hockey dad to death in Boston. Thomas Jutta was sentenced today after being convicted of involuntary manslaughter 2 weeks ago.
So you kill a guy, you get 6 years.
It depends. It
you murder
greatly.
A guy, you beat a guy to death, and you get 6 years.
This 6-10 sentence is double the usual sentence for involuntary manslaughter.
Okay.
So for the judge, this was a tough move. Prosecutors called the man a bully. His lawyer said he just fell victim to a bad set of circumstances. The two fathers were arguing, ironically, over violence between the kids on the ice.
Listen, I don't know if you guys remember when Bart was, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, when I coached in that league.
Yeah, the basketball league.
Right. And I would come in on Monday and tell you the story.
I remember you talked about the dads that went out of control.
The dads that just went ape ass over calls and like would scream at the refs and scream at the kids.
Yes.
And the one coach who, God damn this guy, what he would do is, and this has nothing to do with yelling or screaming at kids, but he took it so seriously. And now you're talking about 10-year-old boys playing basketball in
right.
a youth league. He would spend all day Saturday going to all the different games, and he would videotape the games so that he could come back at home and analyze the tapes of the other boys.
These kids.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, you know what our game plan was? And I think we had two plays.
Right.
That was it. We had either play number one.
Right.
are play number two.
Go out and have fun.
And as I recall, the team went all the way to the championship game.
See? Right.
And we pissed off all the other fathers because the other dads were like, okay, we're going to run the triangle, the option. Now we're going to do the give and go. We're going to do the light show. We're going to go up and down. Push it. You know, my guys are going up and down the court now. I'm either saying play number one or play number two.
Very, very strange.
Yeah.
The other breaking story today, a former vice chairman of Enron was found dead in an apparent suicide.
Well,
John C. Baxter found inside a car at 2:30 this morning in Sugarland, Texas, with a gunshot wound to his head. Police say they did find a note with no signs of foul play. Baxter was one of the executives who reportedly made big profits while his company went bankrupt. He was 42 years old.
You know what you got to do? You got to give me a list, Buzz, of all those Enron executives. We should have a contest to pick who's the next one that's going to kill himself.
It's amazing. It really is. Turns out the 64-year-old driver who took a busload of kids across state lines yesterday was not simply lost. Police and parents suspected the worst when Otto Nuss's school bus didn't show up at a private school outside of Philadelphia. The bus was missing for
My name is Otto. I love to get Otto.
Yeah, Otto. The bus was missing for 6 hours until it was found just outside Washington. The 13 kids were okay, but police say they found a loaded semi-automatic rifle on the bus, and motorists reported...
My name is Otto. I love to get Otto.
Motorists say they saw the kids waving for help through the bus windows.
Oh, my God.
The driver gave himself up and reportedly hasn't been the same since he broke a side-view mirror in an accident 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that'll kick it over.
Otto. I love to get Otto.
That'll kick you over the top.
In this case, in this guy's case, he was kind of a perfectionist, they say, and this really bothered him. He'd been very depressed for 2 weeks because he busted that mirror.
I'm so sorry, Otto.
He says he just thought the kids ought to see the nation's capital. He now faces kidnapping charges.
Oh, you got one more? Oh, you got something?
My name is Otto. I love to get Otto.
Yeah, I do.
To hear his parents tell it, American Taliban fighter John Walker Lind loves America.
You know what?
F that.
Kill that son of a bitch and put it on primetime television.
You know, I really think that this story, I just wish to God it would go away. Because we are making so much of a big deal. There's so much of a bigger picture when you're talking about this whole terrorism thing.
True.
And all we want to talk about is this dumbass. I'm so sick of it. And you know they're going to turn it into a circus. And I think it sucks.
Yeah.
And no doubt eventually a TV movie. Quoting his dad, who met with his son before yesterday's court appearance, John didn't take up arms against America. He never meant to harm any American. He never did harm any American.
Right.
The 20-year-old's parents saw him for the first time in 2 years yesterday.
You know, if they're so goddamn concerned about him now, where the hell were they when he was over there for 3 years?
Right.
F them.
The U.S. says John was a teenager in California's Marin County when he first pledged his allegiance to Osama bin Laden.
Let's kill his parents, too.
The U.S. also says John admits he was trained at bin Laden's camps in Afghanistan.
Yeah, but he didn't mean any harm towards Americans.
No,
he was just trained at bin Laden's camp.
He loves America.
He's a good boy.
He loves America.
Military officials
cut his nuts off. They want the National Guard troops to bug out of America's airports. The Secretary of the Army is asking the Secretary of Transportation to replace the troops with civilian security personnel.
God damn it, honey.
We just got them in there half an hour ago.
God damn it, honey.
6,000 troops wearing fatigues and carrying M16 rifles have been watching 400 airports since September 11th.
Yeah, I like that.
That costs a lot of money, and officials say the troops are now needed at the Olympics in Salt Lake City.
Oh, please, come on. No, they're not.
Jesus Christ.
No, they're not. No one wants to.
You know, we finally get
kill
this
our
thing.
Bobsledders.
Yeah, I knew you wouldn't be pleased.
I mean, the short memory of all this crap, and I
exactly.
mean, it's not like we're just sitting on our hands again waiting for something else to happen.
You know what? We're going to get a good perspective on this Monday when our friend Michael Weiss, who is a world-class figure skater, and incidentally, not one of those homos. I mean, we've been through this.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Right, but he's not a homo. He's got a nice wife. He likes regular straight sex with her.
Right. Fan of this show.
Yeah, and he's coming on Monday, and I think he's going maybe directly Monday from the show or like that night. Out to Salt Lake to get ready for the Olympics. He'll give us the lowdown on what his thoughts are on the security issues.
Right.
And I'm sure that, you know, yeah, we need to beef up the security. But I think if you think about who deserves the coverage more, the regular people who are flying every day and keeping this company moving,
the company
being the United States, or our athletes who are in the Olympics.
Well, I think everybody
and the athletes from around the world. I mean, that's
that's fine, but...
I just don't understand why, really. I mean, it's the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
They haven't been in our airports for any length of time whatsoever.
That long.
And they're already calling for them to go. This whole thing really, it just pisses me off. And it's moving back towards the crappy security
the way
that we had before.
And furthermore, I just want to say one more thing. Am I alone in thinking that really the only athletes... That we are obligated to give security to are the American athletes.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Let the rest of them fend for themselves.
Exactly.
Bring their own security?
Yes.
BYOS.
And so many helpers as we try to improve airline security. Yesterday, a man called a radio show in Columbus, Ohio, to say he had just carried a knife with a 3-inch blade past security as he prepared to board a U.S. Airways flight out of Pittsburgh. Knives with blades 1 inch or longer are prohibited and should have been spotted by security personnel, but we, the citizens, are not supposed to be testing the system, which is why the radio show's producer called the FBI, which arrested the man before he could board the plane. 37-year-old Robert Hedrick of Delaware is now facing concealed weapons charges. He says he just forgot he was wearing a belt buckle that contained a knife.
Well, that's a douche move by the producer as well of the radio show.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, hello, this is Lisa Herndon. Hello, FBI. this is Lisa Herndon.
Could you imagine all the calls Lisa could make to the FBI just based on the phone calls we get on a regular basis?
Oh, my God.
Show?
No time.
You know,
well, she does occasionally.
And I say, if you got some guy who's not going to kill anybody. You're just trying to make a point.
Right.
Guys calling up and saying, guess what? I just got through, and I've got a knife. Well, don't rat the guy out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the guy's providing a service. Maybe I'm wrong. Although I've never been wrong before.
That's true.
Maybe this is the first time I'm wrong.
But I think it's a dumbass move for a guy to try to get a knife on an airplane to prove a point.
Why
play those kind of games? I don't get it. Why?
I mean,
there's serious people that are trying to travel in this country. Why play that dumbass game?
I disagree, but on the same hand, though, I don't want to be the dumbass who's going to try to do it.
Well, I agree. I don't have any sympathy for the dumbass that tries to do it.
We should have, there should be people who are in charge of security
right.
who are trying to smuggle stuff through to see
if
our system works.
I 100% agree with that.
And I think the reason you've got so many people trying it on their own is that...
But, there are people that do that
yes.
now. There are people testing the system every day.
Why don't they publicize that, then?
Well, I think they have. They've actually had stories about people that try to get stuff. They're testing the security all the time, trying to get you hear stories about that they got certain stuff through.
I don't.
But that guy that called, I mean, he's a dumbass. I think, whatever happens to him, happens to him. It's not his job to police security for everybody.
Well, I guess
have to agree to disagree.
I don't think it's... if the guy wants to put his nuts on the line, I like knowing that... I don't like knowing that a guy got through.
Right.
But I like knowing that a guy got through and he called to tell people, say, listen, guess what? The system's not working.
Well, I like it when we get a call from the air marshal that called the other day and said he was sitting next to Buzz and Lisa.
That was the instant feedback.
That makes me feel good. I'm not sure how, the fact is, I think we all know that security sucks, but they do have people that are trying to, test it and see how it's working. But, this whole thing, I think we're becoming too complacent again. We really are. We got to be careful.
Come go vigilantes.
Yeah, you like anybody that does it on their own.
Yeah.
Because of this guy, they had to deplane all the men who had already boarded the plane, and they rounded them all up in a room and detained them there and delayed the flight, and that's kind of the result of that.
Sexism.
Here's a story. Fascinating. Last summer, a woman named Generosa Ammon of Long Island, New York, was in the process of getting a divorce, and then her very rich husband was murdered. And just months later, she married the younger electrician who was wiring her home alarm system.
That's a coincidence.
He was also getting divorced, and he's one of the few people who knew the security code. Now, the widow Ammon and her new husband have moved to England. They say they did it to keep the kids out of the media spotlight. It's the stuff cop shows are made of, and Long Island police are on the case. They say the widow's move to England will not affect their investigation one bit.
9, 6, 9. There, I'm in. Hello, darling.
He's gone. You won't have to worry about him anymore.
Buzz, we got a break.
Good.
Okay?
All
and right. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
You in the building?
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama!
Make can have coitus without bleeding. Don and Mike.
Not Elvis, he couldn't.
No way, no.
All right, where are those toe tappers, the touch songs? Play for $100, okay?
That's
make a nice weekend for you. $100?
Very good.
If you're the 100th caller, 877-365-3636, national number.
All right.
Washington, D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. New York, WNEW 877-692-1027. Here again is Radio's Guy Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Would Jay Leno and David Letterman have to work harder to entertain us if they had to compete head-to-head with Conan O'Brien?
I believe so.
Oh, most definitely. TV Guide says the Fox Network is trying to get Conan to come over to their side for a late-night talk show. Conan will have to give that some serious thought. Fox's other two attempts at late-night talk, Joan Rivers and Chevy Chase, went down in flames. But
you know, there's no doubt that I'm a Letterman fan. I TiVo Letterman every night, and I like him when he's cranky. Mm-hmm. I like him when he's funny. But and I hate Leno. But really, which show, day in, day out, is the funniest?
Mm-hmm.
It's Conan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm. Conan O'Brien, I think, has the most innovative and trailblazing show because he throws stuff up against the wall and sees what sticks, whereas Leno, you know, certainly doesn't do that at all, and Letterman doesn't do it as much as he used to.
Yeah, Letterman's big into having the guys on his staff do stuff, and sometimes it's funny and sometimes it's not, and I'll give him credit, like when they have the two guys come out and read the Oprah transcripts.
Right.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
But then sometimes he does stuff with the building engineer that's not funny. Right.
And I think I've seen, you know, Biff's fine, but I think Biff is a little overused.
Yeah, I don't need Biff's big, giant ass putting the pins into the board when they read the mail.
No, thank you very much.
But I am on Conan's show. I am not sick of him driving the desk with people.
No, not at all.
I never get sick of that bit. Never.
And Conan can reach more people at 11 p.m. Eastern than he does at 1:35 in the morning.
And don't forget the dog. Who doesn't love the dog?
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, I'm this guy over here. I'm stupid.
My name is this guy.
And I'm an idiot.
When they did that thing with Bon Jovi, it's one of the funniest bits I've ever seen.
Ever.
Conan O'Brien's deal at NBC is up in September, but Letterman's contract with CBS runs out in May, and he's considered a long shot for Fox as well.
There's no way Letterman's going to Fox.
No way. They've done it all. You know, say what he does about CBS. They've done an awful lot for him here in this city.
Yeah, he's staying where he's at right now.
God, Letterman's contract is up already?
Yeah, in May.
Wow.
Before ours. That sucks.
Patience. A German man says he's very sorry he beat his pet parrot to death. Berlin police say the man's been fined $925 for the fatal attack.
I will kill you, you parrot!
The 41-year-old says his girlfriend had just left him and the bird seemed to be taunting him.
Bird.
Quoting the man, Charlie wouldn't stop screeching.
You're a stupid man.
So I punched him.
Stupid man.
I'm so sorry. He was a good friend.
Stupid man. Ow.
In sports, we find out this weekend who's going to the bowl. The NFL Conference Championships are Sunday. The New England at Pittsburgh before the AFC crown and the Eagles
going to the bowl.
At St. Louis for the NFC title.
Rams, Steelers.
And finally, smoking is not allowed in the jail at Newton, Massachusetts. So when guards noticed that 40-year-old prisoner Joseph Hall was smoking in his cell, they confiscated the cigarette. He said he didn't have any more and the guards didn't see any more, but minutes later they saw him smoking another cigarette. Again, they searched and confiscated, and then they saw him smoking a third cigarette. There was only one place he could have been hiding, the pack and the lighter.
These cigarettes taste like butt.
The blood on the bench he'd been sitting on confirmed the guard's suspicions.
Oh, God.
So did the tape that showed him defecating just before he lighted the fourth cigarette.
Oh, God.
I'm Buzz Burbank. Smoke 'em if you got 'em on the Don and Mike Show.
That's a good one.
That's a kicker.
Didn't know if you made that one up or not, but that's a good one, Buzz.
That's all saving through. The best for last.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for all the phone calls. Thank you again to everybody at NEW. Be back at home at WJFK on Monday. Don't hurt yourselves. Have a great weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Need a little sunshine in your life?
Oh, yes.
Join our own Lisa Dill Herndon tomorrow at CVS. It's on Lee Highway at Spout Run from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop by, take a lot of contact, and share the joy.
All right.
That is the Lisa Herndon Show. All right, let's get a call 100.
Lisa Herndon Show.
Right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, am I the 100th caller?
Oh, I wish you were, but you weren't assertive.
I am.
Too late.
Blue ass.
Hello. Don Mike Show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
There you go. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Dan.
Dan, where are you from?
Manhattan.
Dan, $100.
Nice.
Take
a... Beat the Redskins video.
Yeah, beat the Redskins. Listen, beat all the stuff I got. We got to get some better prizes. So for now, just please enjoy the cash. $100 and our thanks for listening. Hold on a second, please. Don't forget that Monday, we're announcing the winner of the Las Vegas Style Show Contest. Although I was just conferencing with executive producer Charles Broyhill. And I believe that Charlie has it right. Sometimes the boy offers good advice. What we're going to do is we're going to get it down to 5 finalists on Monday.
Okay.
And each of us will have a vote, and we'll let you guys listening vote via the internet. Then what we're going to do is say we've got a winner.
Right.
And it's in one of these 5 cities.
Uh-huh.
But we're not going to announce on the air who the winner is or exactly what city or suburb we're going to, because there's always the outside shot that, let's say,
right,
we say we're going to Buzz Burbank's house in Fairfax, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the neighbors get together,
yeah,
and they call the cops.
Shut it down.
And the cops come in, even though, yeah, it's in a
private home.
So
we're
going to
keep the location secret. We'll keep it between us and the winner.
Yes,
right.
But we will...
we'll tell the winner.
We'll narrow it down to the 5 letters that we like best, the 5 cities, and then privately we will contact the winner. And I guess you'll have to wait until the Monday after the party to find out exactly who won. But that's pretty good from the great Ape House.
He's excellent. Sneaky. He's the guy that crawled through the drop ceiling.
That's why we used to use him as the Tom Cruise on our show.
Because, absolutely.
You know, I could see that happening. Whether it's Sacramento or San Francisco or New York or D.C. or Baltimore.
Yeah, they'd cause a problem.
We announce that we're going. All the neighbors get upset. They call the cops. The cops come over. And
more
then,
fun if we keep it kind of like private time.
So it's secret.
Yeah, nice and secret.
But it's your last weekend to get your entries in. Fax us your letters and tell us why the Las Vegas Style Show should come to your home.
Go ahead, enter.
1-800-636-6410. That's the toll-free fax number. We'll have the winner on Monday. Also Monday, Michael Weiss from the Olympics will be on the show. Buzz, good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
My good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, Don.
Rob?
Take time to be kind.
Can you be kind, Rob?
I can.
Really, can you?
Yes.
Okay, throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. Oh. Tyler Moore.
You might just
Okay, anger management. Okay, see ya. See ya Monday.
So long, everybody.
Goodbye.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.